Feels amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Super excited that we have this diverse team, this passionate team, you know, who are really hopeful for the North. And I think that's a great, you know, space to start at.
As an institution, the council as a system of power has historically marginalized Māori and played a role in the alienation of whānau from their lands when we look back in our history. One of the things that I want to do is ensure that our whānau, hapū and iwi voice has a place now and into the future at our council table.
Well, I think of my kaumātua, you know, nā rātaua hau I puipui. For over 15 years, I've worked for iwi and hapū of Te Tai Tokerau, who really fostered me into this space, and I was mentored, you know, at an early stage by my Ngāti Hine kaumātua, Eri Mahenare, Tohe Ashby, Uncle Percy Tipene, Pita Tipene, Kevin Prime. And I feel like it's not just me as an individual here. I'm here with all of our whānau.
It's important that we use our influence and inspire an increased understanding and those councillors that will together with both Tui and I make decisions that not only impact on the wider community, but our whānau, hapū and iwi, who Tui and I represent. It's an absolute honour to be voted into this position, and it's an absolutely huge mahi.
Well, I ran on water. Water was one of my drivers for running. I wrote the stage one report for Te Mana o Te Wai mo Te Tai Tokerau. I proposed an emancipated water system where traditional knowledge is at the forefront. And I was concerned about whether or not that would fully go through the freshwater plan change, which is coming up within this term in which we are sitting. And so that was what motivated me to run for council, because I know it's the councillors who ultimately will decide what the policies say. I also ran for climate change. I've been involved, you know, I took part in crafting the Paris Agreement. I know that the greatest scientists in the world have told us that we have 10 years. We have 10 years to change, and we need a just transition for that change. And I want to ensure that our whānau Māori, our rural communities, are a part of that just transition as well, and that we have the Indigenous safeguards in place.
As whānau, hapū and iwi, I believe we are acutely aware of the institutionalised racism that exists in councils. One of the biggest challenges that we have as Māori ward councillors is to create a pathway for positive change. Racial equity is something that we must take absolutely seriously, and I think that that will be the biggest challenge when we are faced with making decisions about a host of things that impact on our community now and into the future.